After 3 years of filibustering at the Legislative Council, the Innovation and Technology Bureau was finally established in Hong Kong on Friday. It's going to be responsible for formulating policies connected to the IT sector. Nicholas Young has been approved by the State Council as the new chief of the bureau.
Hong Kong has to catch up in the IT sector. We have lots of work to do. People in Hong Kong are smart and we are not afraid of failing. I'm ready to assist Hong Kong to take its slice of cake in global innovation and the technological development, making us a real super connector.
Due to the infighting among Hong Kong lawmakers over the past few years over how to found the new bureau, many IT companies have opted to take their business across the border to Shenzhen. Around 35% of Shenzhen's overall GDP is now made through the IT sector. Hong Kong Chief Executive CY Liang says the long-awaited creation of the Innovation and Technology Bureau should help Hong Kong become more competitive with Shenzhen, but admits it's not going to happen overnight.
I really hope we could have taken the first step 3 years ago, but it's better late than never. It takes years to foster a new industry sector, such as innovation and technology, and setbacks should be expected along the way. And even though we have the bureau and the secretary now, short-term success is not guaranteed.
Professor Tony Chan, president of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, says the new bureau should help both Hong Kong's economy and his institution as well.
It sends out the message that Hong Kong has potential in technology and innovation. If not, why would big companies and multinational companies invest here? I hope the Bureau can create a good environment so that students are willing to study courses at Hong Kong University of Science and Technology connected to IT development. This should also make it easier for those graduates to get a job. It is a win-win situation.
CY Liang first proposed the idea of a new Innovation and Technology Bureau when he first came to office in 2012. A motion to set up the bureau was passed in October of last year, but the budgeting for it wasn't approved in time. The process was restarted earlier this year, with approval for the new bureau once again coming in June. However, another battle over its funding wasn't solved until earlier this month. In the end, LATCO has approved 37 million Hong Kong dollars a year on staffing, as well as 30 million Hong Kong dollars on operational funding. This is around 9 million US dollars in total. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.